as long as people would fall for an idea that looking lighter is to look more attractive, there'll be a trade, and very ruthless people will continue to exploit it.
As the U.S. drug war turns up the heat along the traditional Caribbean smuggling routes, particularly through the Bahamas, Colombia's resourceful cocaine barons have focused on Haiti with renewed interest. Its convenient location astride major air and sea routes, the poverty of its people, and the legendary corruption of its government makes it a natural choice as the new smuggling haven. Haiti offers other attractions, too, as Thomas Cash, head of the Miami Division of the Drug Enforcement Administration, told a U.S. Senate subcommittee on narcotics yesterday.
For example, there are more than 20 identified airstrips that will accommodate light twin-engine aircraft, which are commonly used by drug smugglers. The Haitian Air Force does not routinely patrol Haitian airspace, and military control of activity at such airstrips is erratic at best. In addition, there are absolutely no radar approach facilities in the country. The long coastline of Haiti provides numerous small ports and landing sites suitable for making deliveries or taking on drug cargoes. The Haitian Navy does not routinely patrol these areas. And similarly, the Haitian Coast Guard poses no real threat to the security of trafficker operations.